As President Obama has said, we will judge Russia by its actions, not by its words. The U.S. and Europe have imposed repeated rounds of sanctions to increase the cost Russia pays for its choices. And as you quoted, Mr. Chairman, we are ready to impose more costs, including targeted sector-specific sanctions, very soon if Russia does not decisively change course and break its support for separatists.
I know that we have some people here that are very committed public servants that I respect, but I have to say sometimes I'm embarrassed for you as you constantly talk about sanctions, and yet candidly, we never see them put in place. I know it has to be very frustrating, though, to continue to wake up in the mornings and look in the mirror and practice talking tough, but know that nothing's going to happen.
Thank you, Chairman. Well, I certainly don't disagree with your assessment that we have not seen progress on any of the areas that I outlined. We are continuing the conversation with the Europeans about the right moment for sanctions. There was a moment where we had 40,000 Russian troops ringing the border. We threatened sanctions, and those troops moved back.
That is absolutely untrue. That is absolutely untrue. They stayed on the border.
Some
weeks and weeks and weeks afterward, and they kept saying they were moving away, and our NATO friends kept saying they're not moving away. That is absolutely not true, what you just said.
There was a moment when we had 40,000 combat units ready to move. A lot of them moved back, but you're not wrong that we have a significant number returned.